Those are clouds, Daddy. Those are chemtrails.
Chemtrails? What are chemtrails?
What's up, Toilet Ducks? Summer is here, and that means it's time to try something new. I've been bookmarking and compiling so much shitty shit in the now over a year since I've started the podcast. It's time to do a purge. Today, we kick off the Summer Smorgasbord series. The next four episodes are going to be themed and jam-packed with all sorts of shitty shit that is so shitty. But maybe there isn't enough of it from one person to make a full episode out of. These smorgasbord episodes are going to be a great way to, one, share shitty shit with you, the listener, and, two, get rid of an overwhelming amount of bookmarked links, saved playlists, and all of the other fill-in-the-blanks I've got coming out the ass. We've got YouTube amateurs with less than 10 views, as well as music from a world-famous actor who starred in almost 60 movies, with a net worth of millions and millions of dollars. Who is it? Probably the last actor you expect to release a song about butts and punani. Welcome, listener. This is the
Internet is a Toilet podcast.
I got a question for you. What musical genre do you think screams summertime to me more than any other one? Reggae. And what topic screams reggae more than anything? Well, the answer just may surprise you. Or will it? Idaho?
Yeah, this one's for all the people in Idaho. Boom. All the Idaho crew. This one's for you. Said I'm a 99 miles from a Canada. I did a real nice show at the Panada. And Ja is so great, he fills up my plate. And all the wicked people off and run out the gate.
This artist's name is Tony Williams, which already has a reggae vibe to it. And the name of the song is Up in Idaho. And there's two things that really shock me about this song. The first is that it's definitely not a joke. You'd think that a white guy with a Jamaican accent singing about deer, archery, and potatoes would be a joke. But no. With other song titles like Earth is the Lord's, I Love Ja, and Dance Hall Stylee, I'm pretty sure this guy is serious.
Can't forget about potatoes. That's what makes the place so famous, you know. The people are real, you know they're not fake. And I really love skiing on the lake. But even Rastaman make mistakes.
The second thing that fucking pisses me off about this song is that the entire 4 minutes is just that one chord over and over. It's lazy. It's repetitious. It's so bad. That's why it's on this show.
The deer and the moose and the buffalo. The deer and the moose and the buffalo. Huh. The deer and the moose and the buffalo.
Yeah. Okay. Sticking with reggae for a couple more songs, let's move on to reggae artist Skull with his song, Cry Die. Not the worst thing you've ever heard, right? Just Skull looking up into the sky and crying. Why? Well, let's take this music video from the top. There's one of those little skit things in the beginning that may explain stuff a little bit more.
Honey, look at those beautiful clouds.
Those aren't clouds, Daddy. Those are chemtrails.
Chemtrails? What are chemtrails?
Chemical trails, Daddy, and they're very bad.
Chemtrail reggae? Take me back to Idaho. Yeesh. And one of the scariest parts of this song is the YouTube comments. They're all positive. Like, great, great song with such an important message. This song gives me goosebumps. I love it. The music and vocals are good on their own, but the message is golden. And of course, still one of my favorite awareness awakening chemtrail geoengineering songs today. One of your favorite? Holy shit, friggin' Skull.
Hidden agenda, we can't surrender. Children are our future, we must remember.
Okay, one more reggae Ish song. But this is that more kind of reggaeton, kind of dancehall stuff. This song is also by a very, very popular actor, and holy shit is it cringe. I'm honestly having trouble believing that this really exists, and I've listened to it multiple times. There had to be at least 15 words there, and I only understood two. It's the only two you need. Steven Seagal. Hey, I got a good idea. Let's get Steven Seagal and the queen of dancehall, Lady Saw, to do a duet about wanting the punani. And Lady Saw is always so aggressive, too. I love it like that, but I won't bite. Her angry yelling is just so off-putting. When the girls start to strut, you can look at their butt, you shouldn't do that. The girl dress is just a pity, not just there to cover her kitty. Ahem. When the girl starts to strut, you could look at her butt. You shouldn't do that. Think about just that, because her clothes are just as pretty. They're not just to cover her kitty. Holy shit. Tell me what you really want all night. You want the banana, if I make me nice. Me love the way you walk, sometimes the way you talk is so hot. Now you know, let's have a shot of rum. Then me can make you come. Babe, the way you walk is so hot. So let's have a shot of rum. Then I can make you come. Okay, this next song is not in English, but it still deserves to be on the episode. This is Moon Khanna. Moon Khanna is an indie Japanese rock singer-songwriter. Let's take a quick listen to the intro. You know, kind of get us in the mood. Okay, I'm digging it. It's got a little bit of the Enya vibe to it. Terrible, but not the worst thing I've ever heard. Where does it go next? Doesn't she sound like a leaky balloon to you? I think so. Here's a few of my favorite notes that she attempts to hit while failing miserably.
Wow.
Who wants to play a game? How about a drinking game? Drink every time the singer of this next song says the words nice or peace. This song is called Nice Peace. Well, that was a fun play to game. Today's mini-segment is a song from comedian Andrew Barlow. It was posted to YouTube just over a year ago on May 26th, 2021, and it has 33 views. I've almost brought this song to the show so many times, so I'm easily 15 of those 33. His video description is an original acoustic song about breakfast food. My description is an original acoustic song that sucks a lot of butt, I think attempted to be funny and fell flat on its face. There's a demon that lives in my head. He tells me he wishes that I was dead. There's a demon. Every morning, and I burn it's painful, and there's no easy way to make you listen to the song. So instead, now that you have a taste for it, to make it a little more palatable, I reached out to my dear friend Teresa over at Bad Poet Society Podcast, and she gifted us with this dramatic reading of Eggs by Andrew Barlow. Sorry, Teresa.
There's a demon that lives in my head. He tells me he wishes that I was dead. There's a demon that lives in my head. I make eggs every morning, and I burn the pan once again. I make eggs every morning. I'm doing the best that I can. Why do they call it over easy when it's so easy to fuck it up? I guess that it's over easy when everybody has given up. There's a demon that lives in my head. She tells me she wishes that I were dead. There's a demon that lives in my head. She talks to me before I go to bed. I make eggs every morning, and I eat them straight from the pan. I make eggs every morning. I'm doing the best that I can. Why do they call it scrambled when I'm just feeling a little mixed up? I guess everything gets scrambled when you don't take time to clear it up. There's a demon that lives in my head. They tell me they wish that I was dead. There's a demon that lives in my head. They talk to me before I go to bed. There's a demon that lives in my head. I'm starting to think they're my only friend. I make eggs every morning, and I don't even use a pan. I make eggs every morning. I eat them straight from my hand. There's a demon that lives in my head. Without him, I think I'd be dead.
This has to be one of the most flawed songs that I have ever heard, in every way whatsoever. And don't forget, comedian Andrew Barlow. You should hear his Wear a Mask song. It's a knee slapper.
Put on a fucking mask. Put it on before I come and kick your ass, yeah.
And if I had to guess, he probably came up with the "why do they call it over easy when it's so easy to fuck it up" line, thought it was genius, but in all actuality, it's on par with a Gallagher joke. And the ones without fruit or a hammer. And I have no clue what's going on here. Is it because I'm a halfwit? Probably. But Teresa gave us her explanation as to what she thinks Andrew was going for with this unpolished turd.
So I guess I'm just a little confused on what exactly the message of the song is supposed to be. I'm gathering, yes, this is supposed to be about mental illness and or mental health, but there's sure a lot of egg talk going on, and out of everything I got from this, I really want some fucking eggs.
A couple more super shit songs to get through today, and I've saved a couple of my favorites for last. These last two artists are relatively hidden gems. Let's start off first with A-Train International and his song So High. High. H-Y-G-H.
Sometimes I get so mad I walk away, 'cause my life has no price, and sometimes I just don't know what to say. I get so high, don't fly kites, I might be blindsided, 'cause my sky has been gray. White wine is good time, so I just really don't know what to say. I'm fading so high.
It's like a super, super shittier, out of tune, insane clown posse without any of the clown or Fago talk. Instead, he's rhyming away with say, and then brings up flying kites. I get it. Kites fly high. But there's no substance to this. It's out of key, it's out of time, then he, for some reason, brings up white wine.
I'm so damn high, I could sky right through the world, I just go down. This is my life, and I don't really know where to go from here. I just don't know why they don't understand me.
Oh, A-Train, I've got my eyes on you. But moving on. The next artist has been featured on one of the Patreon bonus episodes, but this is his first time on the main feed. Let's see what Dan Whatley, singer and songwriter of over 10 albums, all available on Spotify, has in store for us. This song is called SOB. It was uploaded over 3 years ago, and when I found it, it had 0 views. But now it's up to 4. You're welcome, Dan!
So you think that I'm an asshole? Well, guess what, buddy? So are you. You call me a creep, yet follow me around. I say you need a punch in the face.
So brutal. To be honest, from the sounds of it, I wouldn't put $5 on Dan winning a fight with one single packing peanut. Who's ready for some quiet screaming?
Go ahead and say what you will. I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
I was gonna give him shit for rhyming will with feel. But then he followed that up with...
People like you really piss me off. I wanna put you in your place.
Wow, what a diss track. Dan can sure sound intimidating, quiet yelling into a microphone while his mom sleeps in the next room over. Who knows? This song may even be about his mom.
You can't just fuck right on off. Better yet, step in front of a bus. Son of a bitch, I hate you.
You can just go fuck off. Better yet, step in front of a bus. I feel like we're getting a good look inside Dan's diary.
I wanna stay locked up at home and never ever leave the house. There's bastards all over the world, from my relatives down to Joe Blow.
Okay, I've listened to that last clip so many times.
From my relatives down to Joe Blow.
I have absolutely no clue what the shit he says right there.
From my relatives down to Joe Blow.
I'm usually pretty good at deciphering Dan Whatley's quiet yells.
From my relatives down to Joe Blow.
But my religion's guilt to Joe Blow.
From my relatives down to Joe Blow.
But my religion's guilt to Joe Blow. Today's episode consisted of... a little bit of YouTube, I'm not going to keep that going. A little bit of SoundCloud, and a lot of bit of shitty shit. Therefore proving that the internet is a toilet. Make sure to check out the newly revised website, toilet.show, for links to socials, merch, ways to support the show, and more. Please rate and review wherever you do such podcast things, and come on, get in touch. Tell me about some shitty shit on the internet that you know about that I may not. But... until then.
Bye, have a great time.